What's more embarrassing, believing in Santa into middle school or believing in Jesus in adulthood?
Pick a side, stupid.
Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid. So, this week we are talking about Christmas. Yay! And Hanukkah. Yay! I'm so glad you guys cheered that second part. I wanted to open up for both, obviously. 90% of the questions that we got were for Christmas, so it's going to be a lot of that, but we're open to both. So before we start, I'll tell you a couple of things that I've talked about previously in my act about Christmas. One of the first jokes I ever wrote, it's a terrible joke. I like my women like I like my Christmas lights. Very pretty, but not very bright. And after a month, I shouldn't have to see them anymore. And lastly, this is my last Christmas story, is my nephew, his birthday is right near Christmas. It's in December. And so, yeah, boo my 9-year-old nephew, you monster. So, my nephew's birthday is in December. And when he was 4 years old, my sister-in-law and my brother were like, will you dress up as Santa for your nephew's birthday party? And I was like, of course I will. And so and so he's like, great, we already got the Santa suit. It's from Lowe's. I was like, I don't think you're supposed to buy Santa suits from Lowe's, but that's fine. And they gave it to me. I put it on and everything, and it was fine, except for the fact that I realized, like, I don't really look like Santa. Like, he has, like, rosy red cheeks, and he's old, and he doesn't have these black eyebrows like me, right? So I put some, like, blush on to make my cheeks rosy. And I put some powder, like, over my eyebrows to try and make them look, like, white. And at the end of it, I just looked like the creepiest geisha in the world. And it got even worse because, like, I also did, I got terrified that my nieces and nephew were going to recognize my voice and I was going to ruin Christmas for everybody, you know? And so I was trying to disguise my voice, and I'm like, I don't know what Santa sounds like. Probably not like this, though, right? And my niece comes over, and I was like, have you been a good little girl this year? And she's like, yeah, of course. And then it got, like, weird because I was like, good, because I've been watching you. So, all right. That's all of my Christmas material. Hey, guys, thanks. Yeah. So, we're going to get the debate started. You guys ready for that? All right. Here are the rules in case you don't know. First round, each person gets 1 minute. Second round, each person gets 30 seconds. Don't go over your time. You will lose automatically if you go over your time. Once you're up here, you stay up here until you lose. I am the only one that decides who wins and loses a debate. Fucking wait! Okay? You will have your chance all night. All night you'll be able to do that. When you agree with my decision, I want you to cheer. Okay. And when I decide that the person that's moving on is maybe not the person that you wanted to move on, I want you to boo me. Yeah. First up tonight, everybody, please welcome Amama Sadar and AJ O'Connell. Hey, AJ.
Hey.
All right. So, Amama, you've done this show more times than AJ. I will let you decide whether you go first or second.
I'll go first.
First? Okay. Your question is, would you rather one kiss under the mistletoe or Kiss's entire discography under the Christmas tree.
I want to start this off by saying that I grew up in a Muslim household, so none of this is going to make sense to me. So I'm going to go with one kiss under the mistletoe. I just don't like affection, so it just seems like the right move for me. And because I've never, ever celebrated Christmas in my entire life, I literally have no idea what anything else means. So I'm going to stop right there.
Well, I do like affection. And if you're looking to get affection, what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to take that Kiss album, find a girl you're sweet on, and play Beth. Works every time. You get as many kisses under the mistletoe as you want that way.
I've also never listened to that album. So I was going to say I'm really unprepared, and I really thought it was going to be about like Santa Claus, who I know, like on a personal level. Also, why didn't you include Ramadan in this? I feel like...
You've never listened to Kiss?
No.
You should.
I did not include Ramadan because I don't want to be on Trump's watch list. Okay. All right. I'm going to hand the win to AJ O'Connell. Thank you for playing, Mama. Next up, could we please have Katie Hathaway Dunger? Okay. AJ, would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to go second.
Okay. Katie, your question is from Sean Clark. He asks, would you rather be alone and get nothing for Christmas or have that 12 days of Christmas maniac stalk you and send you mostly bird-related gifts?
I'm going to go with the bird-related gifts because birds are fucking delicious. And I can always pawn those 5 gold rings because I'm a little short on cash right now. The maids and milking might be a little creepy, but, you know, I could use some minions. I just don't have any cows. So, yeah, birds. I could roast and eat most of them.
I like being alone sometimes. You know? A little eggnog, chilling. Family's great, but I mean, we all just had Thanksgiving, right? Do we need to see them all again? Maybe I want to just buy myself a present because I know what I want, and it's not a gift card. That's just more specific money. It's a gift card to everywhere. And I want to keep that money and not spend it on other people. I'd rather be alone.
You know, I got to give it to you. Being alone is kind of awesome every once in a while. But if you're alone and you have, like, at least a dozen delicious birds, you're going to be so much happier. If you're alone and you've got 5 gold rings that you can sell for whatever, that's money, dude. Gotta say, go with the gifts and then get a restraining order.
Yeah, good point about the restraining, because you're not alone with the birds. There's a guy coming after you who does not get a hint and is not good at variety. He's real persistent with the same. So, alone.
Okay. I'm going to hand the win to Katie Hathaway Dunger. Next up, could we please have Sam Monk? Katie, do you want to go first or second?
If I can figure out the mic, I'll go first again.
Okay. Your question is from Zach Jones. He asks, better way to handle seasonal depression? Sulk around to jazz piano like Charlie Brown, or stand on a bridge and wait for an angel to save you like George Bailey?
This is stirring up very, very deep emotions in me. I hate It's a Wonderful Life. So I'm going to go with Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown, you know, he does sulk around a jazz piano, but that's not really his fault. I mean, his friends are kind of shitty people, especially Lucy. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, I really think that Charlie Brown has a pretty good handle on his life, and he's got a pretty awesome dog. So, you know, he's got that going for him.
Okay, wait, so I just want to clarify. Your statement is that you think Charlie Brown's got a pretty good handle on his life. Have you seen... The kid is a loser. I don't mean to be cruel. But no, he's an 8-year-old loser. Can't bring up the courage to talk to the little redheaded girl for like fucking 40 years, by the way. The stress of which has caused him to go bald. And he's getting pushed around by his needy, shitty little... I love Snoopy. Snoopy's great. But Snoopy saw the weak-ass shit that Charlie Brown was throwing down. You know what? It's fucking supper time. I'm gonna run this fucking household. Let me tell you something about my man George Bailey. Small business owner. Okay? Wonderful family life. Mr. Potter is a dick. Sometimes you get upset, you stand on a bridge for all. You think about jumping, you're not sure. What the fuck happened to Zuzu?
Damn!
All right, so let's get this straight. George Bailey, business owner, family man. One dude screws him over and he's just like, yep, gonna stand on a bridge and wait for someone to tell me I could kill myself. Whereas Charlie Brown, who has been beaten down by everything in his life, just keeps on going. Don't tell me that man doesn't know what's up.
Oh, you think life's been all peaches and cream for George Bailey until Mr. Potter rolled the town?
Yeah,
oh, yeah? That man is a war hero! Fought in the war! Flew planes! Shot down Germans! Okay? Saved his brother from the ice, raised him out, damaged his ear, lost his hearing. Still a war hero. Worked for an abusive soda jerk who smacked him around. I would stand on the bridge too.
Time! Sam, you're getting real worked up and you got a fucking crazy look about you right now. And I have to hand the win to Sam Monk. Next up, could we please have Rick Canavan?
Hi, Sam.
Hey.
Sam, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first. I'll go first.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your question is from Jimbo's.
Yep.
He asks, gift certificates, lazy or flexibly thoughtful?
Lazy or what?
Flexibly thoughtful.
Flexibly thoughtful. Yeah, okay, yeah. Gift cards are flexibly thoughtful. And I'll tell you why. People are terrible at giving gifts. Have you ever had someone give you a gift and not check in with you beforehand? Oh, cool, here's a gift. I hope you like it. Oh, it's shit. This is actually true. When I was 14, one of my aunts gave me a make your own soy sauce kit. Yeah, gift card would have been fine. But no. Instead, I have to learn how to make my own soy sauce, which apparently takes months. All the meanwhile, Aunt Marie is checking in with me, going, giving me calls, going, how's the soy sauce coming? Fucking great, Aunt Marie! By this time next year, I might have some sushi. All right, I'm done.
Gift cards are lazy, and I know that because I was going to buy one for my wife as her main Christmas gift this year. And I know why I did that. I also think that you are arguing against your self-interest because I think you and me both know lazy pretty well. We are two men who haven't cut our hair or beards in a while because we couldn't be bothered. That'll do. All right.
look, I'm a fan of lazy. I'm a fan of inflicting lazy on others. I don't want to be the subject of other people's laziness. Fun fact, same aunt, 3 years later. Grow your own loofah kit. Do you guys know that they grow? In pots. I think the pot hit her the hardest. I would have much preferred $50 from Best Buy instead of getting...
Time!
All right, so a gift card is the laziest item because it's the only thing that you can receive and use completely naked at your house. Like, if somebody gave you the gift of cash to buy whatever you want, you still have to go to, like, a bank or a store. But a gift card, I mean, you just... You get it probably in the mail, and then you go right on your computer. You don't have to shower for that. You don't have to dress. You don't have to... A third thing. All right, thank you, everyone.
Time.
All right, I'm going to hand the win to Rick Canavan.
I think it should have been Sam. I agree.
They don't like me, Rick.
No. I don't like you.
Hey, it's Sean Carter. Just taking a quick break here. Wanted to remind you that we have a live show every month at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy. It's the first Friday of every month. So we'd love it if you could come down January 5th and help us kick off 2018 in style. Now, let's jump right back into the action here with Katie Baker and Greg Tregalis.
Next up, could we please have Katie Baker? Greg, would you like to go first or second?
I will go first.
Okay. Your question is from Veronica Forker. It says, what's the better job for an elf, toy maker or dentist?
I'm going to go with dentist. I would say, you know, your run-of-the-mill elf, yeah, he can handle making toys and all that stuff. But, you know, it's been done. It's been done. I mean, these poor elves, they've been exploited for their cheap labor for so long. Let one of them be a fucking dentist, please.
Talking about which is the better for whom? The dentist himself or his patients? And if someone is an elf and they have tools in your mouth, although you can trust the craftsmanship, elves are not human, and thus their oral fixtures are not like ours, and it's not safe and concernable.
But they can learn. They can learn, and they have little hands. Have you ever had a fat dentist? A guy that stretches your mouth out like way too big? Elves would make great dentists. Let them in your mouth. Let elves in your mouth.
No, that's a choking hazard. And because it's just people, not only their elf limbs can, for them, bleed and, like, for their own, not their own fuck-ups, but let's talk about health care and dental care. It's controversial. Let's not bring elves into it. That's enough drama.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Katie Baker. Thank you, Greg. Next up, could we please have Corey Saunders?
They like me, they really like me.
Okay. Katie, do you want to go first or second?
I'm gonna take a challenge and go second.
Okay.
Bring it!
Corey, your question is from Zach Jones. It says, what is the creepier line? He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. Or any line from Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Okay, first of all, baby, it's cold outside. I find a little romantic because I like to get liquored up and fondled. As for he sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. Who is sitting in someone's bedroom watching a child sleep? That is terrifying. That is rapist territory, and I'm not having it, Santa. We need to protect net neutrality. We need to protect our security. I'm not fucking having it, Santa. You're not taking away our privacy.
At least all he's doing is looking at you. He can't do more than that. And baby, it's cold outside. It is just all a situation of danger. She needs to get out of there. And we can't learn that lesson enough with every line just creeping up.
All right, here's a story, bitch. Harvey Weinstein isn't singing Baby, It's Cold Outside. It's a beautiful man with a silky smooth voice with a woman who, okay, maybe like needs to watch herself a little bit, but like, maybe she enjoys a little booze. Maybe she enjoys a cigarette. I know I do.
Her entire singings within the song are of her giving excuses and reasons why. So this character in the song is disregarding the concerns of the mother, father, siblings, and it is a very, he's like ruining their family. He's ruining their Christmas. He won't let her go home.
All right, before I announce a winner, I want to thank Corey for reminding us that attractive men with good voices cannot be sexual predators. I gotta hand the win to Katie Baker. Next up, could we have Sean Rosa? Katie, would you like to go first or second?
This time I'm going first.
Okay. Your question is from Sean Clark. It says, would you rather have Krampus chase after you? Do you rather have Krampus chase after you or try to rob the McAllister home while Kevin is home alone?
I would rather have Krampus come after me because all of the terror and opposition is upfront and obvious as opposed to this deceptive thing of a child that will surprise you with paint cans and extreme physical harm that is all holiday pretty. Whereas at least Krampus, he's upfront. And less of a self-entitled little prick. So gotta at least respect your enemy in the game.
Listen, I would rather rob the McAllister home because I'm clearly smarter than that greasy Italian Joe Pesci. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to have that much smarts to be smarter than an Italian or a small child. I'm saying this as somebody who is a quarter Italian, not that smart people, you know? No. And also, I am much smarter than a child, as I've already said that I'm smarter than an Italian. Italian, child, me. You know what? I'll get in there and I'll bring a gun.
If I'm being chased by Krampus and I kill him, no one's gonna judge me. I'm gonna be a hero. If I kill a child, it's over. You murdered a little kid for at Christmas. And it's just no amount of fake garbled swearing will be able to redeem my heart. And that there's all
Time.
I didn't kill a kid. I killed a kid who is a bigger monster than Krampus could ever aspire to be.
All right, I gotta hand the win to Sean Rosa. Next up, could we please have Freddie Loeb? Sean, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Freddie, your question is from Veronica Forker. She asks, which is worse, seeing mommy kissing Santa Claus or giving your heart to someone that gives it away the very next day?
Which is worse?
Yeah.
I'm going to say giving my heart away.
Get right in that mic.
To somebody who just, like, you know, gives it right away the next day. Because, like, I don't want to rule out being able to see my mom kissing Santa Claus. Because, like, fuck my dad, right? He didn't raise me right. Santa's a giver. He's not taking away my heart. Like the girl and my dad.
Freddie, my God. I'm sorry, bud. Listen, I don't want... Okay, your dad's a jerk, right? My dad was an amazing man. And I don't want his legacy to be besmirched with my mom necking with Santa. No. And you know what? I got a lot of heart. I can give some away. Even if some of it is also given away the very next day.
Guys, all I got is little drips and drops of my heart left. I need all I can get. I can't give it away. And are we just going to assume that most dads deserve respect and dignity? Fucking believe women, Sean.
Believe women? Is this what you're going to bring this around to? You know, I do believe women. And you know what they're all saying? Santa is a predator. Don't let your mom kiss Santa.
I'm sorry, bud. I gotta hand the way to Sean Rosa. Next up, could we please have Bill McMorrow?
Can I see Sean's new headshot?
If you watch, pretend like you're talking. If you watch,
hey everybody, how's it going?
All right, we'll figure it out. I'll bring an iPad and try to work better.
All right, Sean Rosa, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay, Bill McMorrow, your question is from Ted Pettingell. He asks, better nickname for a penis, the Yule Log or the Polar Express?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about something else. Polar Express is a great movie.
Did you guys see Sean's new headshot?
Nah, I already covered that. I would say that, what was the first one? The Yule Log? That's very Christmassy, but it kind of sounds like a poop. The Polar Express is sexy, and it doesn't sound like a poop. So I'd say probably the Polar Express. But also, guys, I haven't... This was billed as a Christmas Hanukkah thing, and I don't think, I don't know how many people of the Jewish faith in this room, but what the fuck are we doing? This is like, I don't want to go out and call it a hate crime, but we're certainly not building bridges. Speaking of bridges, it's still fucking, how do you spend 20 years building a bridge and it still has to open? Pull out a goddamn boat, go to fire at 9:15 a.m. Saturday morning.
Yeah, I did it.
I mean, while I agree with Bill that this podcast needs to be reported to the Anti-Defamation League, he is wrong in the idea that a Polar Express is a sexy name for a penis. You know, it... Polar, that's cold. Cold. You and fast. Yule logs are hot. And they go in a fireplace. You know what I'm saying, right? Right? Do you know what I'm saying? Guys, do they know it's Christmas? That guy looks like he's got a Yule log.
I got a Yule log.
Yeah, Polar Express. Cold and fast, just like the ladies like it. Listen, a fucking Yule log is on fire, and I'm not, I don't claim to be a gynecologist, but that's gonna fuck something up. I don't know. We could Google it right now, but I don't think I got enough time. What do I got? How many seconds? I'm pretty quick. Hold on. Is there Wi-Fi in here? Time!
Bill is making my case for me with that picture. Sir! Sir! No, that guy, whoever he is. All right. I know. He's got a Polar Express coming out.
Dude, time.
What is that? Fucking right.
All right. I don't know what to do with this one.
42.22 seconds on a revolver. Fuck
out of
here.
Well, I have to hand the win to Sean Rosa. Oh.
Nobody's gonna boo. Oh. Thank you, Greg. Greg's not happy.
Sorry, Greg.
Oh. Hi, Greg.
I got a Yule log.
Next up, could we please have Kyle Mangan? Sean, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay. Kyle, your question is from Zach Jones. Woo! It says, which of the Grinch's ailments would you rather have? Termites in your smile or a heart full of unwashed socks?
I don't have a heart, so I'm definitely taking termites in my smile. I'm really trying to avoid women at the moment, so I feel like that's going to be the best possible situation for me, because no one's going to want to make out with me then. The other thing about termites in your smile is that you can just wreck people's lives. You can destroy their house. This is going to be fantastic. You can, like, with termites in your smile, you can just get into their floorboards way faster than they can. And the other thing is, if you're ever doing cunnilingus on a girl, yeah, I want to leave you guys with that image.
Wow, that guy is just full of wisdom. Oh my God. Yule logs and cunnilingus? Guys, my whole life is pretty dirty laundry. It's filled with dirty laundry, so you know what? Take it all into my heart. You know, here's the thing. All right. Termites on your smile. You don't want to do cunnilingus with that. Because what if they have a Yule log down there?
If they have a Yule log down there, it's going to be a lot more fun for everyone involved. Like, this is 2017. Don't judge me for that. I'm allowed to suck all the dicks that I want. I'm not Harvey Weinstein. I don't discriminate like that. And dirty laundry, I have plenty of that already. Let's not start stuffing that into my tiny, tiny, three sizes too small heart.
I think the problem with Harvey Weinstein was that he wasn't sucking any dicks. I mean, it's 2017, but yeah, I'm still going to judge you quite heavily. Stop it.
All right, I got to hand the win to Sean Rosa.
Next up, could we please have Zach Jones? Okay. This is where it starts getting a little dirty.
Starts?
Now. Sean, would you rather go first or second?
I'll go second.
Second. Okay. Zach, your question is from Logan O'Brien. It says, would you rather catch your mom kissing Santa Claus or using a menorah as a sex toy?
Okay. I would rather catch my mom using a menorah as a sex toy because I did not know she had 8 friends. So good for her. I'm happy. I live 5 hours from my mom. Her only other son lives about an hour away. It's good that she's meeting new people. That's all I have to say.
Listen, if you catch your mom kissing Santa Claus, that's where it ends. It doesn't go any further than that. You've cock-blocked your mom with a magic man. Also, here's the thing about a menorah. Here's the story of the menorah as a sex toy. It was only supposed to make her come once. But she got it to make her come 8 times, you guys. That's a miracle. Happy Hanukkah.
I don't see how that's an argument against my argument that my mom is that much more happy than she was previously. Also, kind of cool that my mom's into Judaism now. A lot of people assume, based on my regular like nebbishness, that I am Jewish, but there's no Judaism in my family. So you know what? Good for my mom. She's like learning Kabbalah. She's like Madonna now. It's cool. And
time.
Listen. Okay. Sure. Your mom's into Judaism. Like, into it? I don't... Okay. Here's the thing. We gotta take it a step further. Santa Claus...
Time.
He ain't work.
All right, I hand the way to Zach Jones. Next up, could we please have Ted Pettingell? They love you, Ted. Wow, that's the first time that I've heard him say something that wasn't a word that he learned tonight. All right. Zach, do you want to go first or second?
Wait, you all heard that?
I'll go second.
You want to go second?
Yes, before I was rudely interrupted by Ted. I was giving my answer.
Okay. Ted, your question is from Veronica Forker. She asks, which of these toys would you have preferred if you were to receive something from the Island of Misfit Toys? A bird that doesn't fly but can swim, or a water pistol that shoots jelly?
Obviously, it's a water pistol that shoots jelly. That's a magical device. A bird that can swim is just a goose. And geese, they're a menace. They shit all over our fields. And a water pistol that can shoot jelly, well, that's a fun prank you're playing on everybody. Like, you don't want to get wet. Oh, you got jelly all over you. Now you gotta go home and buy a new shirt, you fucking idiot.
I'm sorry, but geese can fly. I didn't know you didn't realize penguins were a thing. Everybody loves penguins. They're very cool. I know we're all gonna watch Happy Feet this year because they're so cool. Jelly does not shoot very far in a gun. You're pretty much doing like a roundabout way of like spraying your toast. Not as much fun as penguins.
I will concede the point that I had a momentary lapse of forgetting that penguins existed. But they're a filthy Southern Hemisphere bird, and they're no good. And again, this is a magical pistol made for shooting jelly. It is a super soaker full of jelly. You're making like erotic videos. We're getting everybody lubed up with
time.
Penguins also live in the Galapagos Islands. Let's just make this whole debate about penguins now, because they're really cool. They live everywhere. And also, jelly, very sticky. You cannot get far enough away when shooting that you will not get sprayed by the extra jelly, and you will also need to take a shower at the end of this. It is a very sticky substance.
All right. Oh, God, this is probably the toughest decision that I've had on the show, but the one thing that was really fun about this is Jeremy's face when he realized that you could use a water pistol to put jelly on your toast. It just lit up.
I gotta go home now.
All right. I'm gonna get fucking booed either way. I gotta hand the win to Zach Jones. Okay. It was the penguin thing. All right. Next up, and lastly tonight, our top scorer so far, everybody, please welcome Ben Quick.
What's going on?
All right, Zach, would you like to go first or second?
I will go first this time.
Okay. Your question is from Gloria Rose. It says, would you rather get 8 small gifts for 8 nights from your parents or get 8 presents at once from a fat man?
Okay. So, I would rather get 8 presents from a fat man because the gifts in the first situation were all said to be small, and in the second one, fat man got a big sack over his shoulder. Nobody knows the size of these gifts. Gonna go ahead and say he's got the heft to carry some big gifts. We got some big gifts coming from the fat man. And that's what really matters. Because once you open everything on Christmas or Hanukkah, it sucks after that. But when you see the big girthy presents under the Christmas tree, that's what you're looking for. That's the excitement there. So give me the big gifts, is what I'm saying.
First of all, since when does size fucking matter? All right?
You want to talk gift size as if that's important? Yeah, all right, it's great. I have a horse that I have to now take care of. I'd much rather have an iPhone. It's smaller, it's cooler. And second of all, I don't want it all on the same day. You ever binge-watched a TV show that dropped its new season on Netflix all in 8 hours and then immediately regret your life? It sucks. Space it out, week by week, like we were raised, like it used to be. Let it go. Spread the joy over 8 days. Let it be happy for a sustained period instead of one immediate Coke-fueled bender that leaves you feeling like shit in the morning. Thank you.
Okay, I don't know who you are that you don't already have an iPhone. That got handled like 6 Christmases ago. But I don't have a horse yet, so if that's the comparison you want to make, I'm going to go with the thing I don't have already. And also, size matters.
All right. First of all, a horse. I don't know if you know this about a horse, but that's like a 35-year commitment. And that's like twice as shitty as a kid. Like, however shitty having a kid for Christmas would be, you're going to double that, and you're trying to tell me that's better than an iPhone? I have an iPhone for Christmas every other year. Every 2 years of my plan, it expires. I say, I'd love a new phone for Christmas. And then I get a Christmas present of a phone because I'm on the family plan still and will be till I die. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to hand the win to Ben Quick.
Yeah.
Maintaining his champion status.
Yeah. That was a real difficult run of one to stay here.
Nice job, Ben.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back here. We're here the first Friday of every month at 7 p.m. So please come back and join us again. Thank you so much. Good night.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey there, thanks for listening, and you know, keep following along, because this is all building up for our theater show at the end of 2018. We're going to take the top 20 of our debaters from all year long. We've got a scoring system going. Right now, our top 10 are Ben Quick, Zach Jones, Sean Rosa, Ted Pettingill, Gloria Rose, Katie Baker, Kyle Mannion, Bill McMorrow, Freddie Loeb, and AJ O'Connell. If you're a new comic, you want to get involved in this, send me a message. We're always looking for new people to throw in the mix. And who knows, at the end of the year, you might be performing in front of 1,000 people. Hey, I also want to invite you guys to join our Facebook group, Pick a Side, Stupid. Our next live show is Friday, January 5th at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy at 7 p.m. Come on out, because it's going to be a great show.